This is KLCC News. I'm Annie Katz. The Oregon Country Fair is now designated as an Oregon Heritage Tradition. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert takes a walk down memory lane with an archivist, a museum curator, and a historian to reminisce on 50 years of fair.
About 9 years ago, a fellow by the name of Alan Kimball contacted the Oregon Country Fair office. He wanted to donate a film he'd made at the very first fair in 1969. The silent film was shot with a brand new Super 8 camera. The filmmaker kind of likened the fair to a gathering of peasants, so the first part of the 20-minute movie is dubbed with Baroque music as a background. Jerry Joffe had been going to the country fair since the mid-70s. He saw the film, and he says that got him thinking.
Well, where is the history of the fair? Where is it located? So we started thinking about creating an archive.
Joffe wrote a successful grant, and he and fair staff started reaching out for people to donate items which embody the fair experience. Now, those archives are on display at the Lane County History Museum. Faith Kresge is exhibits curator.
The very first fair was the Oregon Renaissance Pleasure Fair, and it was held in November 1969. And it was actually held in an abandoned peach orchard off of Hocken Lane.
Some of the most treasured items in the archives are photographs of the first fair taken by Eugene resident Harry Gross. Joffe describes a picture of three musicians playing in a meadow.
They have big smiles on their face, and there's a young child watching, and there's just a few people listening to them playing. But it's maybe a foreshadowing. You know, now, you know, the thousands of people that fill 24 stages at the fair to enjoy all kinds of music.
This is the band Turquoise, jamming on main stage in 2018. And yes, thousands of people enjoyed. Since the very beginning, the Oregon Country Fair has been about merrymaking. And that includes parades. Lots of them. Looming large over the archives exhibit is a huge, smiling lady.
Her name is Alia, and she is a puppet made by Jill Talese, who's one of the longtime puppet performers at the fair. She's a member of the Coyote Rising Troop, so they're the people responsible for the very large monumental puppets, including the ones with the giant hands that kind of float above the crowd.
Around the corner at the museum stands an ornate box.
This is a piece by Carrie Johnson, and it is a fortune-telling machine called the Revolutionary Oracle. So people can spin it. They get a lucky word.
This exhibit includes examples of crafts like pottery and pine needle baskets, as well as fair paraphernalia, original posters, and even the earliest fair backstage passes. Way before wristbands, they were hand-painted bandanas. The 50th anniversary Oregon Country Fair exhibit will run at the Lane County History Museum for a year. To curate, Kresge says she was grateful for the historical knowledge of others.
I'm Susie Przonski, and I've written two books about the Oregon Country Fair, documenting its history.
Her latest book is called Brigadoon of the 60s, Revelry and Kerfuffles at the Oregon Country Fair. It references the musical Brigadoon, about a village which seeks to preserve its culture by only appearing one day every 100 years.
To me, the fair seems like another kind of Brigadoon, where we preserve a certain kind of culture by meeting 3 days a year. It's quite different from the musical, but the sense of it, of a culture that reemerges or a village that comes to life just for a little while and goes away, that definitely describes the fair to a lot of us.
In the modern era, fair staff say average annual attendance is between 38 and 45,000 over the second weekend in July. The 50th anniversary weekend is expected to exceed those averages. Grateful Dead bassist Phil Lesh headlines main stage on Friday. Something that fascinates Przonski is the interconnection of fair and organizations that have become key to what Eugene is today. She says the Saturday market came out of the Craft Guild, which formed after the first fair in 1969.
The same time, Whitebird, which separately formed, participated in the second fair in May 1970 and everyone since.
Standing amongst the Oregon Country Fair archives he helped create, Jerry Joffe reflects.
You know, the fair is 50 years old this year, and a lot of people that were involved from the beginning are no longer with us. You know, it's kind of bittersweet when you start remembering all the years. But the fair, I think, does a good job of naming things after people who have been so instrumental and so loved.
Folks could have a variety of ideas about what the Oregon Country Fair is about.
Well, let's just say that there's a fair for every person. Every person has their own fair in some ways, and what you see and what delights you is different.
Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.
At the Country Fair.